T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Say to that.
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little dirt lizard, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
In the mud, that's where we live. We're gonna take this to the mud. We're making it a mud fight. No, not today they don't. Not today they don't. Today we're taking them to the Everglades. All right, Eric Spoelstra is gonna be like a Burmese python because we're taking them to the mud, dude. Into the mud.
They literally play on the perimeter.
Not today.
How you gonna get them into the mud?
Oh, you want to know who thinks they live on the perimeter? Little capybara.
No.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Hear me out.
The facts that they shoot 53s a game.
You got little capybara, Jason Tatum.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, what's that? What's? Listen.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you even ask that? Then why ask? Well, then why ask? Then why ask?
To have a real conversation.
You weren't having a real conversation. No, but here's the thing though. You weren't having a real conversation.
Why not?
All you wanted to do was shoot me down. Shoot down my belief. That's what you want to be. You're a dream killer. Leroy. You nailed it, dude.
They actually beat them at their own
game.
When Spo's gonna zig, he zags! Which I might add was not in the mud.
Well, they those idiots.
No!
Hold on.
We just heard this whole excerpt of capybaras and in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
That game was not played in the mud.
In defense, it was.
Oh, in defense, it was.
Leroy kept him to 100 points. That team.
Yes, but again, they didn't keep him to 100 points because they were scared to go in the mud. They chucked up a million threes and missed.
They dragged Porzingis in the mud.
Which they are very capable of doing.
Porzingis doesn't know what to do. He's so confused.
But again,
he was in the mud.
Dude. Forget it. Leroy, who cares about
skiing? Can I just say this? We've had this issue before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the Heat here,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody's always a little skeptical of teams that win games by shooting the threes. And Golden State killed that. And so now everybody thinks they can do it. And guess what happens to Boston? Go look at their losses. They all have the same MO. They start clanking threes and don't know how else to play basketball.
Their pseudo stars do what they do in the fourth quarter, which is yak on it. And all of a sudden, Jason Tatum.
They play, you know what? They play basketball. Here's the great thing about what Jimmy does when he plays basketball, right? And the only time we question Jimmy is for this reason. He has a great feel of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands when it's time to bear down and get to the foul line to create some opportunities for others and things like that. With Tatum and with Jaylen Brown, right?
Two idiots.
They're going to play one way. I've never seen it. Tatum, he tried a couple of times, but for the most part, they don't ever get to the conclusion that, okay, three's not working. We got to do something else.
Oh, well, he yacked on it at the end, too, because he was getting plenty of bunnies that he was like fadeaway wide open.
What is it with
a couple free throws
for everybody?
Woo!
Like, have you ever seen more layups missed in the NBA than, like, it's crazy.
Hey, Scalabrini, that's the code red, dude. That's the code red. And you know what they were saying in the locker room last night, Leroy?
Yes.
Reports were saying, we code red. We're the code red. They didn't know. They thought, oh, you're going to waltz in here. Kendrick Perkins said, you could shoot a hundy-hundy, and you're still getting swept. Well, where are you now, Big Perk? You going to do your little about face and say, dem goons from Miami? Not this time, dude. I'm not going to let you trick everybody else. Bill Simmons, your worst nightmare has come to fruition, my friend. It's all happening for us, dude. It is Goosey's galore, and that team now has to sit in their stink for 2 days, come down here, and realize, uh-oh, we got dragged back into a fight, and this madman of Eric Spoelstra goes, I don't care if DeLon Wright shoots every open shot. Do it. Do it. DeLon, you want to take step back threes? Do it. Haywood Highsmith, you want to shoot threes? Do it.
Vlad, if there's one incredible thing that I would say about the Miami Heat, it is this. I have never seen an organization, a sideline, get mad when whoever is open doesn't shoot. I don't care who it is.
It doesn't matter. Caleb Martin, boo him some more. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Boo him some more. Go ahead, Scals and Pals.
Hey, thank God the Heat didn't show up 8 minutes late.
Yeah, I know. Where were you, dude? It's Heat Day. It's Heat Day. What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you're late.
traffic. It's always traffic.
She didn't even try today. She's like, nah, no train, just traffic. Just your generic traffic. Dude, Leroy, Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin, he took all those dumb taunts and he went, hey, watch this. Bang! More jumpers in your face because he loves that building. But let me just say something. How proud I am of the Kentucky boys. Bam and Tyler Hero. They took that game by the horns at the end. And Bam, he took that old-ass Al Horford and cooked him with just fadeaway after fadeaway, jumpers in your face, and then Tyler.
The threes weren't the impressive thing. The impressive thing was Bam making those mid-range over the big one.
And the time he hit it, it was
yes.
It was like, oh, yes. Momentum kill. It was like, oh, you make goodness. Oh, Celtics want to run. Seven. Tyler to Bam. Mid-range jumper over Horford. Stop momentum.
Over Porzingis.
Stop momentum.
I mean, he shot a mid-range jumper near the foul line over Porzingis, and it was like nothing but net.
Porzingis. Porzingis had the you mentioned had the audacity of your Kristaps Porzingis telling media, I don't care about Bam. Be like, dude, you should give your left 7'2" to have Bam's career. Okay? You were an afterthought. You were once the toast of New York. Then you were down, and you were outcast to Washington. Now you've come along for a coattail ride. They think you're some kind of savior, but we know what you are. You're just a gimmick. All you are is just cooler Brook Lopez. And you want to know what Bam did to him last year? Yeah. Go check the tape, dude. Go check. This team, they don't fear you, Boston. They never have. They never will. But let me just say something right now. Tyler Hero, that's what I'm talking about, my friend. That is how you make yourself untouchable. You playmaked like such a gangster yesterday. You didn't bite into their stupid little tricks. You were patient, and you went like a sniper, and you hit three after three, and you set your teammates up, and then you were beautiful, mwah, bam, on the pick and roll, lobbing it to him, no look dishes to him. And as Eric Spoelstra, did you see Leroy? Did you see the post game video? Did you see the post game video for the locker room? Oh, it was Goosey's, dude. Because Spo, he goes to he just tells everybody in the locker room, shh. He didn't do that, but shh. And he just looks right at Tyler Hero, and he goes, "That's the best damn playmaking you've ever done." I was like, "Oh,
it's true.
That's Goosey's. Wow, I mean, boy wonder."
You don't have to look. Look, that's factual. Like, we don't. You know that's facts. So, now,
speaking factitiously,
here can I just say this?
Yeah,
that's a great win, mm-hmm. and everything's great.
Please don't.
But if. Wait.
Please don't. No. Can we bask in this today?
Go ahead.
Please don't be reasonable.
Leroy. Even I, who's not a Heat fan, let them bask in their glory for today, man.
It's not even a matter of basking in the glory, mm-hmm. right? I'm all like, nobody was more excited than me, right? But then I start thinking, if we're going to say it's just one game when you lose by 30, then you take the next step. It's going to be a long series.
Yeah, but everybody. But you have these dum-dums out there. They're like, they said Celtics in three. No shot. Shouldn't even do the series. And no,
we've played this story before. Here's what I don't want. And here's what I'm curious of, right? And here's what I thought. Is this series become a 3-point contest?
It might.
Because they made 22 what was a record. And then the very next game, did he do the same thing?
I think the whole point
is this going to be a 3-point contest.
I think there'll be a lot of styles in this, but yes, first of all, yeah, I think there will be games. Most likely, Boston will have another game where they barrage us.
Right.
But I think the biggest
we haven't seen this. This was a pleasant surprise for the Heat because we've been hearing a lot open shots. We getting open shots, right? So this was a pleasant surprise, and maybe it's the number of guys shooting the threes, not just two or three guys,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of opened up everybody, right? Yeah,
but the thing I love most, one thing that I do think is going to translate, they showed like instead of that zone, they guarded their yard, dude.
Yep.
They went mm-hmm. in there just like that's were talking about yesterday, and yeah. you had Nico. They put his ass on Porzingis. Bam's roaming around on Jason Tatum. He's out. He's just – you could use him like a piranha. And by the way, I'm so proud of you, Nico. This dude's a man, dude. A man.
He's been playing pro basketball longer than Tyler.
The only thing that he can't do is pass the ball around Porzingis because he threw it to him like three times. He's got to realize that he's tall. But that was like the only thing that he did wrong. He's 20.
Yes.
He's 20.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I think it was pretty – it was pretty amazing to watch. Here's the cool thing about what the Heat do that a lot of teams can't do. But they switch everything. Everything. They didn't care who it was. Right? And so you don't have a lot of teams that aren't afraid to switch whoever, on anybody. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're looking at Jaylen Brown. He start cooking. But he had three different people on him in one offensive series, right? Same thing with Tatum. You might have Bam on you. Then you look up another time, you got Caleb on you. Then you look up a time, you got Nico on you. Then you got Jaime on. That was probably the most impressive thing to me to just see how well they moved around defensively. Not a whole lot of missed assignments. Yeah, a couple of freebies. But other than that, that was the most amazing thing, how they all work together, how they all, they're a very unique team and that everybody can't do what they did last night. Everybody can't do that.
I'm so happy. I hate that city. I hate that franchise. And now they have to stew in it.
Days.
Coming down here. We'll take a break.
Maybe there's a Han Miami.
Dude.
You can't
crap on Han no more. They got to go to Boston every night.
Han is the tradition.
No.
Yeah, and Nico's got to go all the time, too.
Hey,
sorry,
that
Mom.
Crap is done. I don't want to hear it coming out of your mouth ever again.
Horny people only.
Is that clear?
Horny people only.
Is that clear?
I got to be there.
Tobin. Is that clear? You can't mention that anymore.
Dude, we should change. We should change the club that's in the Heat's house. Change it to Han.
Han South Beach?
Han South Beach. But let's open up a Han down here.
I just asked you that.
I love it.
I literally just asked you, are they going to come to Han down to South Beach?
We should. We should. We should talk to the owner. We got to talk to the owner. Instead of Tootsie's, Han, dude. Han!
That wasn't a strip club.
It was a Cheeks Club.
Nah, if it's Cheeks Club, you might as well.
Dude, it says horny people only. Nico. You rascal.
Like, so now, because they won, it's okay for them with two days off.
Oh, we need to be like Dennis Rodman, dude. Whatever we need. Yeah.
So they got 2 days off right now.
2 days off. I want to see, Astron. Let's go. Somewhere.
No, but does that work for them, the other team?
Who, for the Celtics?
Yeah.
No, they're not built for that. They're dorks.
No, you got to understand. No. Hold on. Leroy, there's a difference between quality in Boston and quality down here.
Imagine Peyton Pritchard. Yeah. What would he do?
Yeah, but like, no. See, the Miami Heat players can go to a Boston club.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Ain't nothing going to get them.
Come on,
that's
mid.
Ain't nothing going to get them.
That's mid-fives, mid-six.
But Boston come down here. Their head going to be on
danger.
The swivel. Somebody going to
And it's a
neck.
6 o'clock game, too, on Saturday. You go out on a Friday night, you're not going to recover in a South Beach night by 6 p.m. on Saturday.
All right.
Trust me.
We'll take a quick break. Heat Nation, if you want to call in and mock the Celtics, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Phone lines are open. 305-567-0560. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. It is an entire day. I know it's NFL draft night. All right. I know we got a Panthers playoff, but we are going to take advantage to dance and mock and just skewer the Boston Celtics. And every single one of the bums, whoever, doubt the Miami Heat. 305-567-0560. Back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. Yes.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, Leroy. Leroy, you hear me? He popped up. Leroy, you hear me? He doesn't hear me? What's going on there? Oh, we got Vlad. We got Vlad's up. Got to unmute Vlad on the board. Vlad, unmute yourself on StreamYard. All right, we good? Leroy.
Yep, we're good.
Hey, man. We got a special guest. We got a special guest in the studio.
Who? What's up, Tommy? Hey, what's up?
Leroy.
Hey. You think that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
You think that's funny?
It's take your kid to work day, so he's perusing around here. Yeah. Are you excited the Heat won last night, Tommy?
Yeah, the score was the Heat won 111 to against the Boston's. Boston are a noob. And they got, well, a not horrible number.
You know how they got? Not enough, dude.
Not enough.
Not enough, dude.
Not enough.
That's what they got.
Horrible team.
Let me ask you something.
They suck at basketball.
Exactly. Exactly.
Any fan out there who likes the Bostons, you're also a noob with them.
Let me ask you something.
The Bostons.
The Bostons. I love it.
The Boston bums is what we refer to them as. Let me ask you this, Tommy.
What?
Did you get the Goosies?
Yes.
What would you say? Would you say it was Goosies or Goosies galore last night? Exactly. Exactly.
Goosies galore.
Goosies galore, dude.
Goosies.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, buddy. You want to go play some video games?
Nah.
Let's get to some of these callers. Appreciate you. We'll check in with you later on in the show. All right, buddy?
Got it.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. Tommy Tobin. Checking
it.
In.
He says, got it.
Checking
Bye.
In. Good job, killer. Nice job.
Hey, so wait. Are you going to take him downstairs and get food?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take him get some food. I might take him to the Bass Pro Shop on the way home today.
On right off of 95 right there?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
You want to hear from some of these calls? Oh, hello, Jennifer. How was the meeting? Did you go to the meeting down the hall?
I did go to the meeting.
There was a meeting?
It was like 3 seconds. What happened?
I'm not going to discuss this on air.
Oh. Put it in the chat. I can guess.
We getting raised or we getting fired?
One or the other, right?
It's either one.
Usually if they're going to can us, though, they bring us into that fish tank. That's usually how they do
it. Oh, yeah. Hey,
that's the fish tank of doom.
How many times have we brought... We got brought to the little fish tank like 3 times since we've been here, and every time we're like, "Okay, what happened?"
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You had to pull a Stephen A. I was about to go on vacation.
I know. That's how that's how it happened. It was crazy. Let's see, Nick. What's going on, Nick?
Nick,
what's going on, guys?
Oh, you tell me, buddy.
Happy Heat Thursday. That was a beautiful playoff win. Heat culture at its finest.
Mwah.
All I got to say is that I'm fired up today, boys.
Good for you,
and
buddy.
Girls.
Good for you, Nick. You enjoy today, all right?
Hey. Thank you. You too, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You know what's active?
Hmm?
Marcos's code.
Code is up, dude. Did you hear?
Code is up.
How about at the end of the? Did you watch national broadcast or did you watch local broadcast last night?
I watched the national broadcast because when you do DirecTV and it flashes the sports,
yeah,
I just click on the first game, so I don't, I don't know which one it is until
he 245'd it.
I went to I watched the local broadcast and Eric Reed as the first of all with 40 seconds left, Crotty goes, "Hey, where are you going? Where's Boston going?" Making fun of the fans leaving, and then Eric Reed goes, "Call it the curse of Scalabrini." I was like, "Oh,
you know what? Listen, as much as people call me, Debbie Downer and a hater, I love when people get some payback."
Yep.
Right. It is amazing. So you know who used to do it all the time? Mike Inglis. Oh, my
oh man.
He did not hold back.
It was something, dude. Smitty.
So I'm a big fan.
Smitty, what's going on, dude?
Leroy. Damn. What a freaking win. Holy cow. That was great. And to my cousin Johnny in Miami, who told me the day before, if Miami doesn't hit their shots, they're not going to win. If they hit their shots, they will win. He was exactly right.
Mm.
Exactly right. Now, quick question, guys.
Yes.
Tobin, Leroy, who do we hate in basketball most of all?
The Celtics. Well, Knicks are pretty close, though.
And I know, unfortunately for me, my blood being in New York, growing up in New York, but I'm.
I mean, they've been mostly pathetic. So, like, what am I supposed to? I mean, you know, the Celtics. Exactly. It comes to high stakes. We'll see. You know, they have to have the refs in their pocket to win.
And who do we hate in hockey?
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, dude.
Tampa Bay. Two teams I cannot stand. And I'm very happy. We need to take care of business tonight, guys.
I love it. I love it, Richie.
They need to take care of business tonight. If you don't, you let them back in. Step on their throat like Jimmy Johnson used to do, guys.
All right. Take care, Smitty. Appreciate it. I meant to say Richie because look who's decided to show up. Hey, Richie.
Smitty, let's step on that neck. Shut up, Smitty. You ain't from New York. And let me tell you and the rest of your little band of misfits.
What do you need tonight? What do you need? Scott Foster to help you tonight? What's on the take for you guys tonight,
dude? We're going to go 3-0. Listen, I would love nothing better than you stinking Heat fans to win. That way you can meet us in the NBA Finals, and I can finally put the foot on the throat of Pat the Rat and his stinking son, Spoelstra.
It's always good to dream, Peter Pan. It's always good to dream. Go get some new tights. Go get some new tights, Richie. Hit the bricks, dude. It ain't your day. You had your day. Your day was beating that flopper Joel Embiid with the refs. Hit the bricks.
I was trying to help you guys. Why are you taking sides?
It's not my fault, dude. He brought it up.
You brought it up before. You brought it up.
I recall bringing it up.
Yeah, you took a shot. Man, when Smitty said, who do we hate more? Yeah.
I mean, I do. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry for that.
I was trying to show you love.
Here's the deal. The reason why it's Boston is because New York has not been competitive in a while.
Exactly.
Right.
I agree with that,
you can go all the way back to when Ray Allen was with Boston.
I agree with that. That's why it wasn't necessary to take a shot.
And look, Pat brought the New York rivalry down here with him, but that dude hates Boston back in the day.
No, he's forever going to hate.
He was so happy.
Pat Riley, if you ask Heat fans, they might say New York.
Right? You ask Pat Riley.
But if you ask Pat Riley, it's Boston.
It's F Boston forever. Forever. What's up, Josh?
What's going on? Hey, listen here, man. All I'm going to say is, since the beginning of man time, it's always been a good twin and an evil twin. And listen, we got the evil twin, Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin, he should have won the MVP of the Eastern Conference last year, but he's going to do it this year. You understand? And Leroy, yes. It's okay, brother. You can be a Heat fan. It's okay. You don't got to hate the Heat players.
He doesn't hate the Heat. He hates my shenanigans.
It's all right, dude.
See, that's the biggest misnomer out there. People think because of the things that I say that I'm a Heat hater. That's not like at some point you got to like talk about what's going to happen in the game, what needs to happen.
You got to imagine though, like Leroy. I get it. They don't have Jimmy. And by the way, Jimmy last night. See him on Instagram.
Was that real?
That was real. Jimmy Butler on Instagram last night.
That was
Jimmy Butler last night. He takes the Jaylen Brown quote, Leroy, don't let us get one, and he photoshopped his head over Jaylen Brown and posted on Instagram last night.
And then
he might delete later.
And he said, F it. I'm leaving.
He goes, I'm not leaving. I'm not taking that off.
Here's the deal. He probably sitting around going, I ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, where was he last night? He looked like he was at a Han last night.
He was by here, actually. It's that sneaker restaurant bar type thing.
Was he?
Yes.
He goes out like he's like watching the game. And you remember that place we were at, Leroy, when we were melting in Wynwood?
Oh.
It was like one of those.
By the way.
With the tents.
The food was awesome if you didn't lose enough calories to be able to eat it.
Man.
I think he was at Grails.
Grails?
Yeah.
Man,
It's
the sneaker place.
I mean, because
none
of the restaurants are actually.
I don't remember the place we were at with the trucks because we ended up going to a truck place. It wasn't the marketplace that everybody goes to now, but we went to I think Koyo Taco. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. But it was geez.
But let me tell you, it was 7,000 degrees.
You know, my cousin has seen Goron there.
At Taco Coil?
Yo, Gameboy 305 with tweet of the hour right now. Leroy is a credit card statement after a great weekend of partying in Miami.
Yeah, he's responsibility is what he is. And
what are you doing? No,
he's a Debbie Downer, did he try to say.
That's not true, but I'm not Debbie Downer, right? I'm not a Debbie Downer. Like here, let me put it this way. The difference between me and Tobin is this. Tobin's highs are so extreme that his lows become even more extreme because he put himself out there.
And he burns out.
I stay somewhere around the middle.
But Leroy, you're a former athlete. You're disciplined like that. He's a fan.
Fanatic. That's why I'm like that. Right? Think about this. Think about how all the players react. Right? Just one game.
They look pretty happy.
Right?
One game.
No, you're happy.
But fans are supposed to take that one game, Leroy, and go crazy with it.
It doesn't mean no guts, no glory. That's not like you guys take my demeanor and make it mean something that it doesn't. It really doesn't. I just like it's a race to four. Like you get that excited over one game. Like you remember all the Boston fans talking all that trash?
That's all they do though. That's all they've done.
Now look at
all they've done is talk trash for the last 5 years. All they've done is yap. They think it's their birthright, and it's not. You think because you get a giant Latvian dude that you're going to change the equation? No. You guys are nothing but the glorified 60-win Hawks that got dusted by LeBron in 4 games. That's all you are.
In fairness, everybody got dusted by LeBron.
Dude, that team was a fraud, and they also had Al Horford. That's all this team is. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been doing nothing but yakking up against the Miami Heat their entire careers.
Duncan Robinson got Jason Tatum irritated last night.
Yeah, he did. You want to know why?
He got irritated. He was cursing at the ref. Yeah. I'm like, the ref should give him a tech.
The dude lives his life in bubble wrap. Oh, don't touch Jason. Ooh. Like, he can touch the court. It's okay. He won't break.
There's athletes in every sport that get that Jason Tatum treatment.
Ugh.
Right? Where they get to go, like, the opposite. I'll say it's the opposite of Draymond Green. Draymond Green look wrong. He getting a tech. He earned that. Right? He earned that. But there's certain players seem like they do it. Like, for example, Kyle Lowry does a lot of chirping.
Oh, my God. He's like a lawyer.
Right, but he very rarely gets teched up.
Well, because he has side conversations. That's how he does it.
Oh, yeah. But, like, when the free throws are being shot?
Yep.
Kyle Lowry ain't going to be nowhere near basketball
when
the free throws are being shot.
One of my favorites.
The nearest official he is drawing with.
Do you want to know one of the things that makes Kyle Lowry would made him such a savant at that stuff? He would go behind the Heat bench, get the video replay, so he'd have his case. He's like a lawyer. He'd like review the evidence. He's like, all right. And then he'd just go back to arguing with the official the entire quarter. Amazing. Mike, what's going on, dude?
How we do it? All I got to say is let's go Heat, baby! Let's talk a little bit about the Celtics. Say they're the best home team. They lost by 10. That's a little brother, baby. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all they want to do is cry. You know who's their daddy? Caleb Martin, baby. How about the Heat?
Dude, do you want to know something about the Celtics? That vaunted TD Garden over the last 4 years? 13-14. How about that? And you want to know who has the most wins there? I think you already know. We'll take a quick break. If you guys want to get on the line, we'll have more silly sauce. It's also draft night.
And Panthers.
We're busy.
No, wait. Question. What gets watched more?
Oh, the draft. Ridiculous.
Really?
Isn't it on like nine networks?
No. Okay, hold on.
You talking about down here?
Down here?
Yeah.
Or you talking about
down here?
Panthers until the Dolphins have to select in the 23. By the time the Dolphins select, the game would be over.
I think you guys are underestimating the NFL.
No, the NFL is going to be watched.
This is why I asked. Because I tell you what.
It's on 12 networks.
If you turn on any sports channel, nobody give a rat's ass about this.
No, thing. I get it, but screens. It's if your playoff team, hockey team, is playing and you don't select until maybe, what, 10:30?
Could be good.
It starts at what?
Eight.
Starts at 8.
And you're the 23rd pick, and it's 10 minutes.
10 or 15 between each pick.
Right.
All right.
So that's 21 picks. I don't know. Dude, wait. The fact that JFix said you need 2 screens. Already says enough.
It's automatically a 2-screen.
I'm having two screens.
It's a 3-screen night
even
for me.
The other screen is
but for your but for to answer your question for mine, like it's gonna be small screen draft and then big screen Panthers.
Correct, yeah.
But I think most people are gonna, more people are gonna watch the draft.
Big screen Knicks.
I do my big TV. Mm-hmm. That'd be on hockey, and then I'll just peruse down at my phone to see who got picked.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Miami Heat victorious. Victorious in game 2 of the first round series against the Boston Celtics. Win last night, 111-101, series even. At one apiece, Jimmy Butler rubbing it in the Celtics' face as he watches from Miami. Tyler Hero, absolutely tremendous yesterday for the Miami Heat. 24 points, 14 assists. He was just tremendous. He was dynamic. Heat set a playoff record for most three-pointers in a postseason game yesterday. It was bombs away. Everybody was getting in on the action there. Caleb Martin, he takes code red, and he basically just puts the Celtics in his scope. And causes some problems. And it is absolutely delightful. And we're having fun here today, baby. Tommy Tobin, my son, is in studio here today. What's up, buddy?
I have 2 questions.
Okay.
So, first of all, where is Leroy?
I don't know where he is. That's a good question. Where is Leroy?
I think I see him now.
He's hiding.
He's not there.
Because we got to see. Here's his room. His room is in the midst of everything, and that chair is just empty. I don't know where he is, Tommy.
I bet that when we right before we got a break, he's just gonna jump out.
That is his move. That actually is a common move. It's almost like you listen to the show every day, even though you're in school. You seem to have a good pulse on how things should be.
Watching it on YouTube.
Yeah. Pretty much. Do you watch on YouTube? What are your favorite thing to watch on YouTube is video games, though. What's your favorite video game to watch on YouTube? Minecraft?
No.
Mario Odyssey?
Close.
Godzilla?
No.
What is it? Don't leave us in suspense.
I'm not telling you until you figure it out.
Well, you know what, dude?
Well, he already knows how to do a radio tease.
He does. He knows how to do a radio tease. Let's go. You want to hear a caller?
What?
You want to hear from a caller?
Nah.
Well, too bad.
Unless it's a Boston. If it's only if it's a Miami Heat fan, if it isn't a Miami Heat fan, I don't know.
All right. Are you a Heat fan?
Where's Leroy?
I don't know, dude. He vamoosed out of here. I think he got tired of everybody saying Leroy.
Oh, boy. I want to say one quick thing. Leo.
Leo, do you want me to put you on hold till he's back so you can tell him?
Nah, it's okay.
He's back. Hold on. Hey, Leroy.
Leroy, where are you?
Leroy. Leo has something to say to you. Go ahead, Leo.
Leroy. Quick question, Leroy. Have you heard that Tatum likes to text Kobe's old number?
He does. He likes to text the dead.
I know. Well, you know what? That's some stuff you keep to yourself.
Exactly.
Well, last night Kobe
it don't
got
give
service.
You no extra juice.
What happened to Kobe last night?
He got cell service last night. He texted him back. You know what he said? What
did he say?
You bum.
Probably did. He goes, if Kobe's watching from heaven, he's probably looking at it and he goes, you getting clamped by Duncan Robinson?
Hey, so this morning I was at the gym. And you know the Leroys was flowing, right?
Were they? How many?
Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere you went, people just kept going.
Yeah, because I forgot my headphones, so I couldn't even block it out.
I was
getting little drive-bys. Leroy, walking by. Somebody yell across the thing. Now, you know, the gym's packed with number of old people. So everybody don't know what this is about. So it's just everybody looking around.
They don't get the bit. The old don't get the bit.
The old don't get
the bit. Old don't get the bit. Did you see? Well, when what was your reaction last night? Did you hear me, Tommy? Because I when the Heat won, you were in bed. Did you hear me outside of your window doing the Leroy? Did I wake you up?
Yes, and you were annoying me to death. So I just put all my pillows on my head, trying to not listen to you.
So Leroy, you understand? He also annoys his family as well.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's the deal. So normally I just ignore it, right?
Yes.
But this time, it was all red. So I'm like, let me see what's going on. So I had to respond.
Code red.
I said, oh, so we had to go red,
We had to go code red for Scals. The fact that the Miami Heat were in the locker room last night saying, we code red. That's Goosey's right there, dude. These Celtics. They don't know what they're in for. I feel like the Celtics have been lured in like Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. They're like, oh, my God.
Listen, but here's the deal about that. You were kind of leading to that. He goes, either this is the biggest troll job in the world or something's going on.
It's crazy, dude. It is crazy. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Nelson.
Hey, Nelson. What's up, man?
Hey, you already know he's in. Five, matter of fact, he done five. So
thanks, bro.
That's the energy we got.
That is the energy you got. What are you? You like snacking on something there? What do you got?
Nah, I'm at work.
Oh. Where are you working?
Yeah, I got to. I work in the hospital actually, in Custer. Hey, I'm from New York.
That's thank you for all you do, buddy. Well, he's gone.
Hopefully, the patient isn't.
No, he said he was. He working at a desk.
What?
Brandon.
Hey, what are you doing? That's not the bit.
See? There we go.
See, if you've lured him in, now he wants to be on your side and troll.
Leroy Brandon.
You're losing it, dude.
Hey, he's trying to get a twofer.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Paul from Carroll City.
Hey, Paul from Carroll City. What you got for us, buddy?
No, I just wanted to point out to the fact that Udonis Haslam must have went up in the locker room up there Monday or something, man, to change this around. I just wanted to make a funny comment.
He was there.
I kind of figured that, so that's why I wanted to make that comment.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, UD was in the locker room. And did you hear what Kenny Smith said last night?
Man, listen, for some reason or another, I knew they could do it somehow, but look, what they did last night I can't even explain it, man. And for some reason, I knew he was in town, so I know he went and choked somebody out of something. I don't know if I'm on the air or anything.
I said
but
you're
I know
on the air.
Okay, I am on the air, but yeah, I keep it kid friendly. He went up there and made sure those guys were right. I knew if he was in town for some reason, different atmosphere. Here we go, man. Bring it back home. White hot heat, man. Culture. It's all about culture, man. Goosey's thanks for
dude.
The time.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, Kenny Smith was.
The thing is that there's only really one thing that UD despised. He despised guys going on the court not playing with energy.
Yep.
Right? And they would all say the same thing. It's not about making shots with them. It's about the energy that they play with. And, you know, you got guys like Jaime. You got guys like who is Caleb.
Yep.
Right? That play defense with a lot of energy offensively. With a lot of energy. And when you start making shots and then everybody else get that like WWE strength, you know, and then you got guys that don't normally play defense D'ing up people. Yeah. It's contagious.
It was cool because Kenny Smith was mentioning this on the broadcast because UD did NBA TV. You know, he does his analyst work for them. And he said that he was there for Sunday. And Kenny's like, who are you talking to? He goes, he's off the air. He goes, bam. And like was just like already going over the what they messed up in game one. And then he flies up for game two and he's there and he gives the pregame speech. And that's so cool, man. Like, you know, like that guy cares. And I just like it's just so cool to see. Obviously, he's going to be around the organization, you know, his entire life, but he's about it. Like, he really goes out there and is there with them.
Here's a question, though.
Yep.
You think they go to Han if UD's?
No. Oh, if he found – well, listen.
That's what I'm saying. Did UD fly up after he saw the Han pictures, you know, and that's the reason why he went up there to talk to the team?
I'm going
to
keep this PG because my son is here. But he was just on a pod. He was just doing his podcast with Gogi, and he had talked about that after a losing streak. He had taken them to a club in Portland, but he said that the people working there were so nasty that they just left.
Damn.
He said, Portland, you got to do better.
Here's the deal.
So
here's
Portland's
the deal.
Not a good slump buster.
You know
city.
What? Maybe UD was the one who says, hey, Tyler, take him out to Han. And he goes,
but here's the deal. And I will say this, and you guys know how I make fun of UD all the time. I made fun of him for being just old, but it's actually a compliment. If you can play until you're played on the same team for that long, that's the ultimate credit you could give a player. Right? But here's the deal. I don't think there's ever been a person in that organization that garners more respect than him.
Nope. And that's
from
saying something.
Everybody in the building, from Spo, from Pat, from the people that work in the building, from everybody who's ever played there. So if you look on your phone, and I don't care who it is, and it say UD, you answering. Right? Except
that look is funny, man.
Wait, there's only one other person on this show that gives that look. Yes. You know.
That's Tommy in like 18 years. It's been 13 years.
You're not allowed to sneak into class. By the way, just so you know, buddy. No sneaking into Han for Fuego Sundays, okay?
We'll see.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.